incoming message.
Friends, strangers, internet trolls who somehow found their way here, thank you for gathering today as we mourn the untimely death of empathy. It didn't die peacefully in its sleep, mind you. No, empathy was pushed off a cliff and the internet cheered. It lived a good life, didn't it? Well, not good exactly, but adequate. It was there when we held doors open for strangers, cried during sad movies, and donated to GoFundMes without rolling our eyes. But somehow, along the way, we traded "how can I help" for, well, they probably deserved it. Empathy was not perfect. It had its off days, like when people still didn't tip their servers, but it tried until it didn't. Empathy passed away quietly, suffocated under the weight of endless outrage, cynicism, and comments like,
"Why should I care?
They're probably rich anyway." It was around the time of the Los Angeles fires, I think. People lost everything, homes, memories, even their pets. And instead of compassion, what did empathy hear? "Oh, they'll be fine." Instead of reaching for our wallets or offering support, we reached for our calculators to determine if their net worth disqualified them from deserving compassion. Because nothing screams humanity like, "Oh, your house burned down? Well, you do own a Tesla, so..." I mean, really, folks? Since when did a prerequisite for kindness include filing your tax returns? Imagine losing your home, standing in the ashes of your life, and someone walks up to you, shrugs, and says, "You've got insurance, right?" Insurance? You think that's the solution? That's like handing someone a band-aid after they have been hit by a bus. Empathy tried to fight back, bless its heart. It whispered, "Maybe they're not all billionaires. Maybe they're teachers or single parents or retirees who poured their entire life savings into that house." But no one listened. People were too busy tweeting about how it's so unfair that rich people exist while also ordering their $15 avocado toast. But it was not just the fires. No, no. This death has been coming for quite a while. Empathy was hanging by a thread when people decided to elect an orange, lying, racist, homophobic narcissist, and when we started canceling people faster than we cancel free trials. It was on life support when we decided that thoughts and prayers were a substitute for action. And it flatlined the day someone said, "Why don't they just move somewhere safer?" Yes, Susan, because uprooting your entire life is so simple, just like canceling your Amazon Prime subscription. But here's the thing. Empathy may be dead, but we don't have to let it stay buried. We can revive it. Let's start small. Smile at a stranger. Donate to a cause without researching if the recipient deserves it. Listen. No, actually listen when someone tells you their story, even when it makes you uncomfortable. Empathy is not hard. It's not an advanced yoga pose or a math equation. It's just looking at someone and thinking, "Hey, that could be me." It's recognizing that pain is pain, whether it belongs to a millionaire or a minimum wage worker. So let's honor empathy's memory by being better. Let's stop tallying who deserves help and start acting like we are all in this together, because, spoiler alert, we are. Let's dig empathy up, dust it off, and say, "Welcome back, old friend. We missed you." Thank you. Share this with a friend. And please, for the love of humanity, hug someone today, preferably with consent.